In Mark, we heard these words again, salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. I'm just thinking it might be good to have the peace candle lit. Does anybody have a light? It takes time to make peace, so thank you. And the little things count. So salt changes things. Let's see here. Now this is the oddest thing. It's upside down, I noticed, but so we know some salt. It's not gonna sit there very well. But some salt can change a milky mixture into ice cream. Pretty amazing. Ice on the roadway, salt melts it into water. Well, and what about bland potatoes? Salt can certainly make a difference there. Although we don't even use salt anymore. So there was this thing growing up. My grandmother salted everything. Actually, I believe, as I read these texts again, I think unconsciously it may have been a religious act. I really do. Because we would sit at the table, and if things weren't salted for some reason, it would go, somebody forgot the salt. So where's the salt shaker? You know, it would always go around the table like that. Anybody else have families that really like salt? Yeah. It's just not right, is it? So salt, my scientist husband reminded me, is sodium chloride. It's actually a binary ionic compound made up of a metal that explodes in water, and it creates a poisonous yellow gas. You may remember a poisonous yellow gas called chlorine as an element was used as a primary weapon in World War I. Salt is good, but it can be bad and very dangerous too. I don't know, has anybody ever noticed a salty image in the Leonardo da Vinci painting? I just learned about this. If you take a close look at Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, you'll notice that Judas Iscariot actually is knocked over salt with his elbow. Go figure. Because Judas betrayed Jesus in the Bible, some people began associating salt actually with lies and disloyalty. Don't drink seawater. Because the salt will make you sick. It could kill you. Yeah. You eat too much salt and you can get, what can you get if you, Nobody likes getting salt rubbed into a wound. Too much salt on your car and it, So let's see here. I have a few questions for you. So what does it mean to you all to say somebody's salt of the earth? What are some images that come to mind? Phrases, words. Salt of the earth.
Foundational part of the group.
Right, woven in there. Okay. Yeah.
Flavor. I think the flavor had interest.
Okay. Anybody else? Salt of the earth. Okay. Good, solid person, Doris says. Common. Somebody who does hard work. So how about, what does it mean if somebody's salty? Might have bad language. Attitude. Sharp tongue, swagger. Any other images? So salt's quite an interesting mix, isn't it? But yet we're called to be salt to the world. How confusing. I also was reminded that biblically, salt was mixed with this whole idea of animal sacrifices. This originated from Moses, and actually back in Leviticus, which states, "Whatsoever sacrifice thou offer, thou shalt season it with salt. Now, neither shall thou take away the salt of the covenant of thy God from thy sacrifice." So, as you mentioned, it's just woven right in there, the salt and the sacrifice. So my in-laws had this self-sustaining farm in Mercer County, and often my friends, when they would come to visit, would call them salt of the earth. And I think back on that, and some of the images that I've heard you say, I think it connects with them. They were the kind of dairy farmers that were up at 4 a.m. and to sleep by dusk. And so the minister who married us called them Norman Rockwell folk, and I think when I think of salt of the earth, I think of it can be humility. So we have this tension of humble, earthy, swagger. It can all be part of the salt. And we need it all, actually. But too much can be dangerous. Mick Jagger said, let's drink water to the hardworking people. Let's drink water to the salt of the earth. That's Mick Jagger's word about it. Nelson Mandela said, let there be work, bread, water, and salt for all. In one of our lectionary readings, there was a salty scuttlebutt regarding insiders and outsiders. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." And then a Mark 9, but Jesus said, "Do not stop for him, for no one does a deed of power in my name." It won't be able to speak evil of me. So the truth is, since the very beginning, there was a salty tension about who had the power to heal and who had the power to change things. And actually, what changes things? We talk about this mix of salt, being humility, being swagger, being all that. There's a superstition of throwing salt over your left shoulder. Have you ever heard of that one? After, apparently, the devil is sitting on the left shoulder. And this reminded me, Gary told me at home that he's a lefty and his mom was a lefty. And at school in Bern, Indiana, they used to actually tie her arm behind her back so she would not use her left hand. So then she learned to be ambidextrous, use both hands, but she went back to the left hand. But these images are very deeply embedded, that the idea was that the salt would knock the devil off. So let's face it these days, some of the topics, some of the challenges we face are salty. They are changing us. Salt changes us. The book of Numbers, Moses heard the families weeping throughout and at all the entrances of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servants so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay all this burden of all these people upon me? Did I conceive all of these people? Did I give birth to them that you say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a suckling child to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors'? Where am I to get food to give all these people? For they come weeping to me and say, 'Give us food to eat.' I am not able to carry all the people alone, for this load is too heavy. So to be the salt, you also need to be the shaker. Shake up the truth. Shake the people. Shake the word. Have it sprinkle. Have it melt and preserve humanity, in the words of Anthony Mancioni. To be the salt, we need to be the shaker. Amen.